What the federal government has agreed to do is to fund the program for the next 18 months to enable them to get to the final stages for actually having a commercially available POMS-resistant oyster. This program's been going for nearly 6 years, and they're very, very close to actually having a POMS-resistant oyster that is so resistant that it's actually commercially viable to be able to be released. So we will be funding this organisation to make sure they get to their, you know, fulfil their research program.
The oyster industry put a package to the Federal and Labor and the minor parties, costed roughly at around $2 million. The oyster breeding program, the POMS-resistant oyster breeding program, was one plank of that. They were also looking for assistance for ongoing spat supplies, because Tasmania was a major spat supplier for other states. What are your thoughts about that part of the package they've put to the government?
Well, we're still working with Oysters Australia, with the Tasmanian industry particularly, because they're obviously the one that has been affected in this instance. But we need to remember that it's only you know, a blink of an eye, and this could occur anywhere else in Australia. It's already occurred in New South Wales and South Australia. You know, obviously needs to be very mindful of the impact of it. We're certainly happy to continue to work with Oysters Australia to come up with what is the best possible course of action to enable them to get through this quite catastrophic situation. We've been talking to the South Australian government as well about getting hatcheries there so that we can have, you know, sort of spread the risk across other states. But at the moment, obviously in caretaker mode, we're working through what options can be made available you know, post the election.
Do you think in a sense that that's more or less in the commercial sector? I mean, there is a public benefit if the impact is so widespread, but do you think almost future hatcheries lies with the private sector responding?
Look, I think it's in these sorts of situations, it really is the more we can get together and work together to try and deliver the outcome, the better the outcome. Of course, in the case of hatcheries, they are a commercial venture, and we would certainly be seeking for them to take a commercial response, and hence the reason that we thought that the most important place for the federal government to put their money was in that breeding program, because if the breeding program works, then the commerciality of the hatcheries is obviously much stronger and more assured than it would be at the moment. But you know, we think we're happy to work with the industry to try and work out the best way we can get them through this crisis so they can get on with the job that they do best, and that's providing oysters to the Australian dinner plate.